What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors. And today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to. And you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Matt Reeves, the Batman, has an official release date. Suicide Squad 2 has a hired gun, and we have so much more ready for you. It's a big week in the DC world. Let's do
it. Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC movie news.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes.
What are you laughing at? I started doing my dance by dance. Are we just
I
talking?
Think you should do your dance. Do your dance.
I'll rock to get some shit when I do my dance.
Do your dance. Do your dance.
Do your dance. Make a little love. Get down tonight. Oh. Get down tonight.
That's not the dance.
Wow. I don't care. It's whatever dance I want it to be because it's been a phenomenal week.
You know what's offensive?
What's that? What's offensive?
The fact that
you telling people to bink my ding ding ding?
No. What? The fact that you forgot all about your best friend, Lippy. Where's Lippy now?
Lippy's here. It's been a while since Lippy's here. You missed Lippy. Lippy can't come back. Oh, did I get it? No.
Okay.
When was that? Was like a month ago. Was that before the holidays?
Yeah, it was. The last show you were on, Mikey. Oh,
it's fine. The first show I've been on with you all year, so definitely it was before the holidays, I think.
We're February. Isn't it February 1st today?
Who are we? Where are we? What are we?
We are the DC Movie News Show on the Popcorn Talk Network. We're coming at you live from Los Angeles, California. It's been a great week in the DCEU. We're going to get right to it. We're at DC Movies SK on Twitter, facebook.com/DC Movies SK as well. Thank you, as always, for sharing as much of our content as you possibly can in your lives. Johnny here at Jake Quasto, the man right there with not one button buttoned in his V-neck. You can find him everywhere.
It's a deep V.
At Mike Kalinowski. Apparently, he had a hell of a weekend in New York with the Schmodown.
Well, Johnny, you're addressing me right now, but I think you need to address me as the champ.
Oh, I was unaware that he brought the title with him. Wow.
How annoying is he?
He's
just so annoying.
There it is. Well earned and well deserved.
He's the Intergeekdom champion, everybody. He is found everywhere on social media. Mostly bragging, mostly boasting.
Can we put this like right here on the table? Will this go like right here?
I mean, that is
my face. Okay. That's my whole face.
That title is obnoxious. It really is.
I thought it was called a belt. It's called the title?
Technically, it's a title.
Or a strap. I like to call it the strap.
Yeah.
You need a strap on, honey?
Roxy, nice. With the dirty there.
Is that sheep's wool on the back of it? That is a very hefty...
Oh, good. For the wolf in sheep's clothing.
It's for all the sheep that I fleece. Thank you, Johnny, for noticing that. Is that good right there? There we go. Okay. Let's continue with the show, shall we?
Shall we continue with the show?
Do we kick him off the show yet?
No, we don't.
He's Mike Kalinowski, everyone.
That's who I am.
Congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
Did you win in New York? I was unaware.
I didn't play. That was
you already were the champ.
I am the champ, and I was gonna defend the title. Things happen in life with people, and it just didn't happen that way. I've got a defense coming up soon. They're having a number one contender match between Rachel Cushing and Adam Halavik.
Oh boy!
And I play the winner of that for.
You won the title from a very worthy competitor.
I did. Here it is. And now they're coming for it. They're coming from a strap.
Yeah, well, God
luck to them.
They open the door of the studio.
They're going to
overcompensating.
Am I?
Okay. And next to Mike, she was up for Manager of the Year at the Schmodown Awards. You see her all the time on Screen Junkies. You see her on her patreon.com/Roxy Stryer.
Yeah, baby.
You can follow her at Roxy Stryer because she's indeed Roxy Stryer.
And right now on my Patreon, I have an exclusive video for the Lego Movie 2, the second part, which, if you don't know, is related to DC, of course.
Is it from your bedroom?
It is from my bedroom.
Okay.
Because it's got Batman in it, and he is one of the best parts of the movie. And if you're not a patron of mine, I'm going to be dropping that on YouTube later today as well. That's my youtube.com/RoxyStryer.
Good stuff. And Adam Gertler, we think he's on the way. He got tied up a little bit.
Yeah. But we were hoping this was going to be the first all four of us of the year.
In 9 years.
But he is, yeah.
Can we make a joke about getting tied up with, like, sausage links?
He's tied up with the meat casings of sausage. Oh. Yeah, yeah. That's a rough way to get
tied. So we're
going
to keep the couch warm for him, and hopefully he'll be popping in.
Yeah, he might just lay down on the couch.
It doesn't feel like you're keeping it warm for him. I'm going to find a problem with everything you say today.
Well,
yeah.
Is that fun? This is going to go over
is
real
that
well
fun?
Today.
This is going to be
so fun.
Now I know what it feels like to be Josh McCuga.
This is going
to
be great.
I'm trying to tweet out a nice picture of us from a lovely moment we had, but I just haven't been able to do it yet. So you guys talk so I can tweet.
Okay, you do what you got to do.
Should we jump into it?
Hopefully Gerla joins us. But yeah, let's start off. We got to go with the Batman. We officially have a release date, and good God almighty, is it way ahead of time.
Man.
June 25th, 2021. That is 2 years and 4 months and 24 days.
Oh, gosh.
And how many hours?
Didn't it just seem like
was it last week? Did you guys cover on the show, or did it drop earlier in the week where he was saying, "Hey, the script is done. It's a noir-driven detective story featuring his rogues."
2 weeks ago, I think.
Yes. Okay. So not long ago at all.
And then he said, "We think no. I think this dropped this week where you said that because he's like, we're shooting perhaps.
Oh, yeah, actually,
for
you're right.
21 or 22.
When he said True Detective.
Yeah, yeah. 21, 22 release date, and then like 2 days later, boom,
confirmed.
Done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They knew."
Were they toying with us?
Roxy and I were talking. I think there was massive amounts of meetings at WB this week where they said, okay, our ducks in a row. We ready to go?
I even think last week on this show was the first time. You know, we always have enough news to fill an hour-long show.
Maybe that's the last time you and I were here.
Yeah, and sometimes by fill it, I mean we've got about 10 minutes of news and then we've got about 50 minutes of banter.
Because you love to talk, Rox.
Oh, that's true. That's why I'm a host, Mike.
Uh-huh.
You don't love to talk?
I do.
Yeah,
about
sure
movies,
does.
Not about myself.
Oh, I love to talk about myself.
You just broke out a 19-pound title. I think you're talking about yourself plenty, Mike.
Thank you, baby. Johnny LaQuasso
so
in the house.
So here's the deal. Ben Affleck tweets out, excited for hashtag the Batman in summer 2021 and to see Matt Reeves' vision come to life. In other words, it looks that he'll be passing the torch on and basically telling everyone, hey, I'm done as Batman.
Yeah. I think it is a... Officially, I mean, I don't think there was an official statement. I don't think release. Ben is not doing the Batman anymore. I don't think WB will ever do a release like that.
There are still people who are reading it saying, read between the lines. He is our Batman.
I know.
I'm not seeing that between any lines.
I don't see that either, but I also know that they're never going to. It's like when Cavill got Man of Steel. Like, there was no official word from WB about Brandon Routh saying he is no longer a Superman. We've gone in a different direction. They don't do that.
Okay, but that's not quite the same.
It's similar.
Not really.
Eh, okay.
Because he's part of this current universe on this Earth.
Right.
I get what you're saying, though. Be a younger Batman, so if that's the case, it's not like...
I think he's done. I don't think he will be in any bookending or anything.
Are you guys thinking that the Batman is going to be... Whoever's cast as Batman in the Batman is going to be our Batman in any connective world?
Or you're thinking
this is like a Joker situation?
No, I think this is going to be their Batman.
This is our Batman.
Yep,
going forward.
Batman's our Batman.
I think the idea of a... We're going to build these films to a collective Justice League 2 is nowhere even being thought of. I think these are going to be standalone films.
Right.
And I think the perfect example was Aquaman. The one line about, hey, you beat Steppenwolf. That's all these films are going to do. So they're connected.
Sure.
So when we talked this a little while ago, people are like, they're saying DC is not going to focus. They're not going to do a shared universe. That's not true. These films are all in the same universe.
Yeah, they're all shared in certain ways.
They're just not doing the X, Y, and Z film builds to a... team up. I don't think they're going to be doing those anytime soon.
And there's always going to be plenty of Easter eggs, but you're right. Aquaman, all it really needed was that one line that you mentioned.
That's all you needed.
You know. And it did say that...
I mean, this will be different because it's a different... Now, what I'm curious about is, will it be J.K. Simmons? That will be the weird one. Will it be Jeremy Irons?
He's had so many quotes. I feel like they've had so many quotes being like, we don't know.
Right.
We legitimately do not know.
A problem with him.
But if it's a younger Batman, wouldn't it be strange to have the same J.K. Simmons?
Well, if you're only going to go 10 years younger, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I would really love for...
But it would be harder to explain, right?
I don't know.
Even need explanation.
I don't think you do. I think fans, I think you just go along with it. I think they'll just be cool with it. Like, a perfect example with Aquaman. You know, people loved it so much. They didn't care about Justice League were like, well, why aren't they talking with water bubbles anymore? And why was that Atlantis that we saw, but it's not Atlantis?
Who's they?
Just the general population. The general public. The general public. Mm-hmm. Yes, the minutiae of the fans that are like, well, I need to know why this connected, and I need to know why she looks, you know, a different costume.
Sure.
Was that Lippy? I think general people, you just go to enjoy a film, and, you know, look, and perfect example, Venom, which I could not stand.
I've heard.
But the general population that went and made that thing almost $800 million didn't care that Spider-Man wasn't in it. They didn't. For me, that's the was a huge thing, but... Mm. I'm a minority.
A huge thing before, during, or after?
The entire reason for that movie being made, that there was no Spider-Man, it was a massive thing for me. But to the general population that loved it, they were like, I don't care. It was just a fun movie. I had fun.
Did a lot of people say that? I heard very mixed.
Oh, well, it made $800-some-odd million, buddy. My theater loved it. And me and my two other buddies were there. We were, like, dumbfounded of how bad that movie was.
Yeah, I've heard that from multiple people.
Hey, but
I liked it.
Different strokes.
You didn't see it.
I did not. No.
You're a good man.
I don't see anything.
I actually had to see it on a plane to New York. The seat in front of me was watching it again, and I was just like, holy God, kill me.
When I'm on a plane, if it's there, I will definitely make sure I watch it.
I was going to kill myself.
That's when I tend to catch up.
I'm looking through that little crack, and there's it on the seat, and he's just like, I need water. I guess in a bathtub with lobsters, because I'm, chicken.
I like that scene.
That, of course you do.
I do.
Do you like this scene with Michelle Williams? I'm sorry about Venom. Like, it's a fucking dog. Oh, Christ. Let's move on. I can't.
Okay, moving on. So there's some details about the Batman. We got a quote from Reeves. He said it's very much a point of view driven noir Batman tale. He mentioned, you know, he loves year one. It's not going to be year one, though. It's very squarely on his shoulders. I hope it's going to be thrilling and also emotional. It's Batman in his detective mode more than we've seen in other films. The comics have a history of that. He's supposed to be the world's greatest detective, and that isn't necessarily been in the movies before. He's a fantastic point. He's absolutely right on that.
Well, this is the conversation that we started to have this week on Collider Live. I want to get your guys' opinion on it. So Christian Harloff over there said that he thinks that this will be the most authentic Batman movie. Sure. How do you guys feel about that?
What does he mean by authentic?
So I had him clarify he means authentic to the OG Batman.
Okay, now I'm going to put my DC hat on here for a second. Didn't go, well, if we're going OG authentic Batman, Batman carried a gun and killed people, which was what Affleck did and people had a problem with. So to say that that's authentic, you know, I think this will be the closest to the animated series.
There you go.
In the sense that it took the best parts of all throughout history. Like, people don't like that with Batman carrying a gun, but it's part of his history. You can't.
It's not there, yeah.
And you can't dissuade it. So when people were saying that Affleck's Batman wasn't authentic, it was. Just not to the one that most people like. That's why everyone loves the animated series, because it took the best things of his entire now 80-year history and cherry-picked what was great. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, as much as they love Nolan's films, and why I have a problem with The Dark Knight is this detective...
You have a problem with The Dark Knight?
You know, that's my least favorite of the trilogy. For this reason.
Do you not like it, or you don't like it as much?
It is a phenomenal film. A phenomenal film.
I don't think this has come up in 4 years.
It is not a phenomenal Batman film. If you took Batman out of the bat suit, put him in a leather jacket and a black hoodie, it's the same exact movie.
Prior to this comment, this episode, I was giving you crap to give you crap because it's funny.
Yeah.
What?
I think also the fact that, and this is going to the minutia of it, Gotham City is not Gotham City. That is Chicago. They did nothing to disguise it and create its own look. Gotham City is a character. Mm-hmm. And that's why Matt Reeves, I have 100% faith this man is going to create Gotham City as a character.
Oh, yeah.
You should walk down the street and say Gotham.
Speak of the characters. What do you think of the characters in that movie?
I think, again, it's a great film. Great acting, great everything across the board.
But you don't think that's Batman? You don't find him to be the Joker?
Well, first of all, the detectiveness of that movie makes no sense. He takes the bullets out of the wall to reconfigure the bullet. Like, everyone has a problem with that. It makes no sense whatsoever, the detectiveness of that scene. Mm-hmm. Like, in that movie, where you're just like, what is he doing? He's taking the bullets out, now he's shooting them into the wall, and he's got fragments, and it's just like, there's no... The detective science in that movie is terrible.
I'm shocked with you right now.
But this is nothing new. Everyone that knows me knows that Batman Begins is my favorite of the Nolan trilogy.
I knew that you love Batman Begins, and I love Batman Begins as well, but I did not know that you had a problem with The Dark Knight.
Well, what Mike is doing here, he's separating film from character. The performances were amazing.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's a bad film.
I'm not talking about characters, though. I'm just talking about it being such an amazing Batman film.
I don't think it is. I think it's a great film. It's just not a great Batman film. Batman Begins is leaps and bounds
better.
Batman
Begins is unbelievable. I agree.
And it's a better Batman film.
I don't agree with that.
Yep. The fact that you don't see Batman for the first hour of a Batman film and you don't care says everything about that film.
Tons of comments in the chat on this one right now,
by the way. Does that mean that
you
also prefer Rises over The Dark Knight?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Tons and tons of comments in here, by the way.
And guys, here's my thing. It's my opinion, guys. You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to like it.
Let me give the fans a shout out, you
two. Give them a shout out.
I'm trying to give them a shout out. We are on Popcorn Talk's YouTube page every single Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you want to join the conversation live, which I suggest you do because it is lit in this room.
Yeah, so lit.
Mikey's bringing the fire!
That is a comment in here. Xeno Hour says, Mikey, hot
takes. Podcast's on fire!
Funny, Mikey, funny.
This podcast's on fire.
Keep going. Let's see where he goes with it.
I don't know,
Archie says Begins is the better Batman 100. So you've got that one. Kal-El says Mike is right.
Yeah, I know.
Whoa.
A majority of the Batman fans, and I'm talking Batman fans, will agree with me that the Batman Begins is a better film than Dark Knight. As far as a Batman film.
Right.
As a Batman film. That is a film, Dark Knight should have won Best Picture that year, or at least should have been nominated.
Absolutely.
It is a phenomenal, phenomenal film. Everything, cinematography, story, script, acting. I'm not belittling it at all, but I'm just saying as a Batman film.
Well, you've got a lot of love going on in the
chat.
So
back to what Christian said. I agree. I think what he's saying authentic. I think I took it the wrong way. I think it's going to be the Batman the Animated Series brought to life. And for me, again, I still have not this day with all these great Batman films.
Are you excited about that?
I'm incredibly excited.
Okay.
Because I trust in the filmmaker. There's people that are like, Affleck's out, but I'm out. No, I love Affleck as Batman, but it's done. We move on. Here's the thing. It's like, I still have this, to this day, as much as I love Batman, have not seen 100% start to finish the Batman movie. You know, a lot of people are like, Christopher Reeve, Superman movie, that is my Superman movie.
Sure.
Because the closest for me is the Arkham games. If any of the guys play that, that's what I picture Batman to be.
Hmm.
So, what I love about BVS was the Batcave, the Batmobile, and the warehouse fight.
Mm-hmm.
So those three things were great. I love the relationship with Alfred. There are some things I didn't like about it as far as a Batman film.
Question from Zeno in the chat for you. Ask Mikey this. TDK is the best Joker movie?
Oh, well, I mean, we've had two of them. So, I mean, I'm not the guy to ask about the Joker, guys, to be honest with you. I'm not a fan of the Joker. I love Heath Ledger's performance. It's kind of like Wolverine with Hugh Jackman. I didn't care about the character. Hugh Jackman made me want to see the character.
I do get what you're saying about best Batman.
Right.
I get what you're saying. I just think that they're different Batman movies.
Yeah.
And so The Dark Knight is, to me, equally as strong of a Batman movie, but a stronger film by far.
Oh, a film, yes. Another great example. The Dark Knight Rises. For me, Batman will never give up being Batman. He won't ever stop until he's dead. But Nolan earned us the right to give Batman a happy ending with leaving it and passing the mantle on. And I loved it. Yes, the Batman of the comics and everything would never give up. He just won't.
Hmm.
You know, but he allowed us in that trilogy of his films to do that. And I love that.
We have too much stuff to go
over
today
for
this to be the topic.
I could talk an hour on Batman.
100%. We have to at some point.
Mikey on Batman. That needs to be a podcast.
There you go.
Like Batman on Batman, but it'd be Mikey on Batman.
Okay, but you already have this podcast.
But we don't talk about Batman.
You're greedy.
Well,
we can talk about.
No, let's go. Continue.
I would agree, though.
We had like 4 years without a single movie. We couldn't have had this conversation then. We literally had no movies.
I know.
For the first year and a half we did the show.
I would agree, Dark Knight, yes, best Joker film so far, until Joaquin shows up.
That's going to be a...
Yeah. And what I'm excited about this Matt Reeves version is it seems like it's going to be a bit of a lower budget, maybe a little bit less action. I like more psychological aspects of these kind of films. And so that seems to me like it's going to be more problem-solving, more... You know, real detective work. And so that's something that all fans
should. Didn't he
mention
that in that article that he's going to say it will feature the Rogues Gallery?
Yeah.
So that means more than one.
Yeah, he's talking about bringing all
the Rogues. I'm hoping to God we get like a Penguin, but not as a main villain. Batman's.
Who else are you hoping for?
Well, I still want like a Clayface and a Man Bat. I want like a horror driven Clayface Man Bat. Badass.
Mm-hmm.
But like the Penguin, I want in every Batman film. He needs to be a supporting character. He's not. Don't make him the main
villain.
You
should watch Gotham.
Just make him. Okay. All right.
Almost done.
Oh, we only got 3 minutes left. We got to go. So,
well, Suicide Squad 2 is going to be official, and we now have the man who's going to direct it, which, I mean, this is kind of like the worst kept secret, considering he was already.
I almost forgot about this.
Well, he was added on to write the script, and now he's going to be officially directing it as well. So that would be James Gunn.
Wow.
He's on board, whether you like it or not. He's on board.
I
like it.
I like it. Yeah. I think it is a coup for DC. It is a coup for Warner Brothers.
I still think he's a total douchebag.
Do you? Why is that? Because of what he tweeted out?
I'm sorry. I just don't know. I understand we all progress, but like, I don't know as a human being the stuff that he did.
When you say did, what do you mean did?
Do you mean said or do you mean did?
And granted, none of it was physically done, and I understand that. But, and I'm not saying he shouldn't be hired. I'm just saying I still happen to think he's probably a douchebag. But that doesn't mean he can't do a great job. He clearly has with Guardians.
I don't necessarily have a problem with douchebags. I have a problem with people who are sexually or physically assaulting or verbally, and this was something 10 years ago. Like, if sometimes people are not your cup of tea, and I'm okay with that. His jokes were not funny. He has apologized. I'm ready to move forward. I get what you're saying.
And I'm moving forward, too. I'm just saying, that kind of stuff with pedophilia and shit like that, to me, there's no...
It's not a joke, too. Yeah.
But they weren't jokes. They were just poorly written.
I don't
know. I think it absolutely wasn't intent of a joke.
It's amazing to me. Obviously, he's progressed as a professional because the stuff he wrote was so unclever and unfunny. It's like, and then somehow he writes, he becomes a really popular director. I'm like, damn, so clearly he figured something out. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean...
He figured something out.
With his joke, whatever those tweets, I didn't even understand them. Mm-hmm. They didn't make sense to me. I was just like, I don't know what he's trying to go at.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But you got to look at it this way. I always try and believe the people that are around the people. Every single person that has worked with this man has been fighting. Like, you need to, look at Batista.
If he was that creepy jerk
of a guy.
Saldana, too.
Yeah, I don't think that they would be like that.
Maybe he's made amends. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
I get what you're... Johnny, it's totally valid. It's a valid opinion.
Right, Johnny. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm excited to have him on board from a creative point of view because I love what he does.
Yeah.
And he did mention that it's kind of be a whole brand new kind of Suicide Squad, apparently, from what he's saying.
But I have no problem with that because that's the whole point of the Suicide Squad. It could be a different group every movie. I think keep Waller. We need to, I hope, Viola Davis, we keep her as Waller.
Rox, do you think anyone comes back?
I don't know.
Waller?
I don't know. I mean, what's up with Will Smith?
Mm.
What are we doing with him? Ricky Middlesworth, who we love so much in the chat, says, I find it odd that they are doing a reimagined version of Suicide Squad with a new cast. So a reboot? Or is this the same universe? Why not just go with an entirely different property? I mean, let me finish the comment.
I'm sorry.
Why not go with an entirely different property if they're trying to distance themselves from 2016 movie? I think that that's an interesting question.
I think maybe this will be a little bit clearer if we get casting of a different Waller, which I don't know.
Well, remember, there were so many amazing people that we wanted as Amanda Waller. There were rumors for a long time that Oprah was going to be Amanda Waller. That I would love to see somebody else's hand at Amanda Waller.
I'd be happy with Viola Davis.
Yeah,
I would too. I mean, she's as good as it gets. So yeah. I would be really happy with her, but... You know, it's not like I'm sitting here thinking, who else? There's no one else it could be. There could be other
people. Yeah, but if any film in the DC universe that you don't need to reboot or restart over, this fit, like, more so than the Batman, like Suicide Squad, if you could just have a different cast, it doesn't matter. You just, it's a new group of villains. I mean, it just
Are you guys watching Arrow or no?
Mm-mm. Was it the Ghost, what do they call them? The
Ghost Initiative?
So that's pretty cool, the Ghost Initiative. That's a great way to do a Suicide Squad, but not call it that.
In this week's episode, they said, this is basically just a Suicide Squad, and then they can't say the D
right.
at the end.
Of but just like when the characters go, yeah, it's a better name.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, it is a great name, Ghost Initiative. I love that.
Yeah, they're doing it over there.
Either way, though,
Cupid's back, White China.
You know, Suicide Squad, financially, big success.
Yeah, it was.
But with
people still
board,
love that movie.
I love that movie.
There you go.
I'm people.
You are people.
So, take one for the people.
I think... Yeah. I don't know what else to say about that. I'm excited. I think it's a great thing.
I do wish that our good friend Todd could have stayed on board.
Me too.
Sure. But on the thing, he got that check cleared, so I'm sure he's...
Let's hope it did.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
So let's move on to a little Birds of Prey action.
So this dropped this week, right? Was it? I feel like it's been such a busy week. You guys didn't talk it last week, right?
I honestly dropped
on Sunday, I think.
I do so many of these that I was like, I talked about this, and then I wasn't in New York.
I want to say it was Monday then.
Yeah. So first, the first thing I saw was the one image.
The picture.
The picture. No, it wasn't the picture for Sprawled
Out. Leaning back.
It was the picture with the kiss.
Looking
and her
like Emma Fife.
Mm-hmm. Oh, kind of, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
And then the next thing I saw was the teaser.
Yeah.
Which I was shocked to see how many people on the internet were ripping to shreds.
Of course they were.
I shouldn't be shocked at this point.
Of course but they were.
They're ripping this apart?
Because you know what this was?
It's a teaser.
This was not even, it was a teaser, but it was like, it was their costume test. Yeah. Like, you see the lighting in the background.
Yeah.
They probably took this, you know what? Let's edit this together.
They're like,
and
oh, this is cute. We could do this.
It gives you, costume tests, for anyone that doesn't know, they usually will do them on a soundstage. They put up some pieces of set, or like with Wonder Woman, they did it.
Exactly what they did with the Joker.
Yeah. And what they do is, it's for the cinematographers to find out, okay, this actress, I can light from this angle. This is her good side. Everyone has a good and bad side. These people try to, they want to make these actors look as best they can on screen.
Right.
So this is to see, okay, the costume looks good, but when they move, it doesn't, it shines right. With this actor, we've got to use this angle. That's all this was. They're like, Black Mask doesn't have a mask.
Mavith the Reaper in the chat says it looked like they didn't put enough money in it.
Well,
I don't think this is something they were putting
money
in.
Them in a soundstage here, I bet you that was on Warner Brothers, just filming these costumes. And then someone was like, took the smart idea, was like, you know what? Let's tease the fans.
Why not?
Let's just throw this out there.
Ooh, interesting. Ivan Soto in the chat says, I'm not hating it because I'm not going to see it. Wow.
Ivan! Shame on you, Ivan.
Why? Ivan, talk to us. Why? Ivan. What have they done to upset you so much?
It's a very early decision.
Yeah. Ivan.
I don't know.
I think everything about this, and what I love about these new films that they're doing, especially, I think Shazam's kind of the first one that's going to be, it's going to be these low budget, and I say low budget, I mean under 100 million.
Yes.
Suicide Squad, or Birds of Prey, I would say maybe 50, 60 million, because it's not like Shazam where it's like 80, 90, but you've got the effects.
Mm-hmm.
I love this because if the films don't make...
They can still be a success.
They're successful. Mm-hmm. You make a $60 million movie, you make $600 million, you're golden.
You're doing all right.
You're golden. Like Aquaman, I think Aquaman's budget was they said it's under $200 million. The success for that was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
But you get these small films... You don't have to hit, and I hate this, like Birds of Prey, Scott Harkin, it's got to make a billion. No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It's got to make, you know, it's so, budget back and with, you know.
The Joker budget is $55 million. I mean, it's
going to. $55 million. That movie, in its first opening weekend, is going to be probably. Make its money back.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's like, I love that we're going back to this, because everyone, you guys remember, back in the 90s and early 2000s, there were tons of movies in all different ranges. These $30 million movies that are now the Netflix films.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We lived in a great time.
Although Netflix is now giving $95 million.
I know. But we lived in this great time before now where it's like you've got the $1 million ultra low or the $250 million blockbusters. There was this time, this glut of movies that every film was successful because it didn't cost ridiculous amounts.
Couple of things. Number one, Ivan clarified and says, I don't see R-rated films.
Maybe that's fine.
Have we announced that Birds of Prey is going to be R-rated?
But there's a talk that they even said that...
Suicide Squad was PG-13, so...
Now, I'm curious. Is that... Is he younger?
I have no idea.
Let's
pause the conversation, though. We can talk over it, but let's check out the teaser in case anybody didn't
see it, shall we?
So if you blink, you literally will miss a lot.
Yeah, that is so true. Blink and you might miss it.
I had to watch look at
kind of eerie music.
Screenshots. I love the music.
A little sexy.
Look at Rosie just looking all...
Rosie?
Angry.
I love that outfit that
and
she is
the
on.
Fact that everyone was bitching... But we got a blonde Black Canary.
Yep.
Everyone was bitching. Well, there she is, blonde.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
Yeah, please.
Jeff Graham in the booth.
Hey. So this is my first time seeing this, and I get why people didn't love it.
Oh, okay. Talk to us.
Well, I know very little about any of this stuff, as you know, but I'm a huge film lover. And as an initial promo to launch excitement for a new take on a new film, it really doesn't look great. And, like, I just think, I understand that it's just a tease, but I think you kind of have a responsibility as a first live-action promo to give us a taste of what it is.
It's interesting you say that, Jeff, because I feel this was made for the fans.
Yeah. Yes.
I think this was a, hey, guys, we know we've announced we're filming. This is a tease for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, those of us that, you know, so I think they will have to do a much bigger push to get normal unaware of who these characters are, they are going to have to really hit hard marketing-wise with this film. Like a Cassandra Cain, you know, we know she's mute, we know she turns into Batgirl, but general audiences are like, who's this kind of bum-looking kid with a cast on their arm?
Yeah.
You know, so I agree, Jeff. That's a great point, Jeff.
It reminds me of a promo for America's Next Top Model, which is like a weird... And we're getting some buzz in the studio. We're working on that for our listeners. Just
after
so you know.
Buzz.
Yes. I don't know. So I don't. I know Jeff. Nothing about the franchise, but as a regular moviegoer... A civilian. I'm not impressed by what I see.
Okay, there we go.
All right,
and I think they knew that was going to happen with some people when they put it out there. But you know, we're so early in the process. they clearly, if this, like you mentioned, if it was a costume test, they clearly aren't even really shooting yet. So why not just throw a little thing out there for fun? Because, you know, with the hype of Aquaman, which we're going to move on to next, it's officially the highest rated, highest grossing DC film of all time. It's now made $1.1 billion worldwide, which is...
It's a beast. I'm curious, now obviously crossing streams for a second, just wondering as a comparison, do you guys think that Captain Marvel will be able to do what Aquaman did at the box office?
Judging by what I saw in the first trailer, no.
It might, though. I never thought Aquaman would make even close to $1 billion, so I'm not the person to ask.
What did you think? 700?
For Aquaman?
Yeah.
That would have been optimistic for me. 700. Yeah.
What did you think?
I thought right around 7 to 8. I didn't expect all this. I'll be honest, I still don't think I liked it better than Wonder Woman, but hey, I'm glad.
I definitely didn't like it better than Wonder Woman.
No, Wonder Woman's better for me. I will say this. I had more fun watching Aquaman than I did Wonder Woman. All but right. That's not to say I liked Wonder Woman better, because it hit me emotionally.
Well, Wonder Woman just
emotionally
tugs.
Hit me more.
Well, yeah. Rewatchability-wise, I would 10 out of 10 times want to go see Wonder Woman more. But okay. Aquaman was... I do think that there was something so different about it.
Yeah.
Something so... I keep relating it to Avatar, but something like that, people have to go see what this looks like in theaters.
You know, you said that because I watched that, and I was thinking again because I was watching the Green Lantern animated show and the DC Universe app. If they do Green Lantern, if they put much attention to what they did with Aquaman and this world building, it's showing us stuff that we've never seen before, I think that has the potential to be amazing.
What's going on with our Green Lantern movie?
I think they're just writing it. They're taking their time.
Okay. Well, one of the stories that we, we'll get to it, but Kevin Smith discussed the Zack Snyder trilogy and the Green Lantern kind of came into that. But
I don't know, Shazam, I do not know what it's going to make. I really don't. Again, I don't know.
Do you think Shazam will be in that $700,000? $700 million.
So it's coming out in April, right?
Yeah, April 5th.
When does Endgame come out? May?
Mm-hmm.
And then Captain Marvel's... Okay, so it's in a sweet spot between Captain Marvel and Avengers.
March?
Yeah, March and then May. So it's in a sweet spot where it has a lot of time to build. Mm-hmm.
Endgame is April 26th.
Yeah, they moved it up. That's right. Yep. Yeah.
I mean, I think they're almost playing with...
I don't know of any negative buzz so far on Shazam.
No.
I haven't heard of any negative, so...
Captain Marvel's March 8th.
I feel like they're almost playing with house money on Shazam in a way.
What does that mean?
Aquaman was so... They have more room for error. And,
oh, sure.
And obviously, Shazam doesn't have a massive budget either.
It's an $80 million film. So,
we said that about Justice League after Wonder Woman. And
what do you mean about that?
We said the exact same thing that Johnny's saying now. That they had
house
more
money?
That they had more room for error because they had a little goodwill. Mm-hmm. And clearly, they did not. Mm. Because that movie got eaten alive
by
critics.
Because the movie had problems. And if Shazam is a good movie...
No, he's saying they're playing with house money, which means that assuming that it might...
I think people also had higher expectations for Justice League than they did Shazam, clearly.
Oh,
so
sure.
There's that goes into it. But yeah, Captain Marvel could make $1 billion. I'm just saying I wasn't impressed by the dialogue whatsoever.
It's got 3 weeks before Endgame.
Looking at some release dates right now, so Dumbo comes out March 29th.
Oh, boy.
Shazam doesn't come out until the next weekend, Friday, April 5th.
Okay.
It looks like it doesn't have that much competition. The next weekend, it's got Hellboy coming out on the 12th.
Yeah, it won't be.
And then we don't have Endgame until the 26th, so at least it gets the month. It gets three weeks.
Will say, as a casual moviegoer, I'm excited about Shazam because it has, to me, more crossover mainstream appeal than other DC movies. I think Zachary Levi has appeal to females, maybe people who are watching Mrs. Maisel. And the marketing looks like the kind of movie you would see with your family versus an Aquaman, because it's, you know, it's a guy with bubblegum in his mouth.
So do you think, Jeff, then Pet Sematary might actually hurt it if you're thinking of this more as a family-friendly film?
Maybe. I mean, like, it's almost, to me, a more similar space to Pet Sematary than an Aquaman, it's being marketed.
Wow. Not that it's all family, but just, right. Like, I'm saying, if we don't know exactly what the genre is,
do very well.
And they're also making Shazam to where you can be a casual fan. You don't have to know canon. You can just show up and enjoy the film. So I think that's going to be a positive thing as well. Batman Beyond is possibly getting a theatrical release. We're looking all the way at 2022 right now, but supposedly the Warner Animation Group is working on a feature that'll come out in about 3 years. So
I love that. I love the fact that we're getting a Batman Beyond and theatrically released. This is not
You've been
part
waiting
of,
your whole life.
Well, not really. The show only started 20 years ago.
I've been waiting my whole life.
Yeah, probably. But, you know, it's interesting. And, of course, you know, you can't dissuade the fact that this is a direct result of Spider-Verse doing so well.
Oh, no
like,
doubt.
Animation is like, oh, wait, we could do.
Yeah.
We could put this out. Because DC kills it on their direct-to-video animated stuff. And they haven't released it theatrically once since Mask of the Phantasm.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is great. I think, and if any property lends itself to that computer animated look, is Batman Beyond.
No doubt.
Can do some great stuff with that. So it's exciting.
And speaking of animated, we have another film that's going to possibly hit theaters in 2021. That would be May 21st, a mere month before the Batman. That would be DC Super Pets. Everybody.
Okay.
Sure, yeah, fine, whatever. You know, like...
Yeah, what the hell?
Okay.
We'll take it. Yeah, they're cute. It's fine.
You know, like, throw crypto on the screen. We don't care.
This is the thing. We want more fans. We want more options for people of different ages.
Yeah.
Fine. Absolutely. It's obviously not aiming at us.
And the good thing
yeah,
is...
Wait,
this
but
is
we
all,
still watch it.
The good thing is... I mean, no, I well, think. You know, Teen Titans goes to the movies. It wasn't for me, but... People love
I
it.
I still liked it,
I know
though.
You did, Roxy.
You did, too.
I mean, think, Roxy, we could... I think we would find a way to enjoy that.
So I think... But what I love the fact is that it's all under the WB umbrella. It's not farmed out to different, you know, properties and whatnot. So it's all under their umbrella, which is great. Yeah.
Sure.
So before we move on, let's run down the current DC slate,
well,
shall we?
Let's talk about the fact that we actually have a slate now.
Yes.
Which is a pretty cool thing to talk about. How many... I've been waiting for this.
Right. Now you're happy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Now we have a full-on... These are officially announced, not in talks, not rumored. These are the films we know that are now officially confirmed.
With dates.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. With dates. And even if those dates slightly move, like Wonder Woman's date has already moved. Okay. At least now I'm looking at this and I'm like, yeah, I have something to look forward to for the next 3 years,
yeah.
Every season.
Yes.
I've got something. And I know that I'm a millennial brat and I feel entitled to having something, and that's stupid, and I hate that I am like that, but I wanted some kind of slate.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited about this. And it looks awesome. So running it down, Shazam, Joker,
well,
being
Shazam,
in 2019.
April 5th.
Okay.
Joker, October 4th.
Mm-hmm.
So that means
that we've got one coming up, and then we'll get through summertime, and then we've got another one,
yep.
Which is like a perfect separation for that. Birds of Prey.
Wow.
February 7th,
which
so a
is
year.
Right around Valentine's Day.
Almost.
Yeah, it's a year from now almost, which is crazy. And then we don't have to wait that long, because in June we're going to have Wonder Woman, which is a perfect, perfect time for that. I'm glad that they moved it to then, because that's what I want going into my big summer season.
Mm-hmm.
DC Super Pets. Okay, not necessarily for me, and there's almost a year wait between Wonder Woman and that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've got a lot of DC TV to fill me in that time, so that will be nice, especially with the streaming service and whatnot. The Batman coming out June 25th.
And?
So that's pretty much a year almost exactly after Wonder Woman, and then Suicide Squad in August.
Nice. It's going to be a good summer.
Yeah, that's...
Summer 2021.
It's nice to see. It's nice
coming
to see that.
This summer, well, the Batman.
It really, it seems like, you know, that whatever went down or the shakeups or whatever with Walter Hamada kind of taking the forefront and working with the directors, it seems like they know what they're doing. They're going forward.
Yeah, Walter's got
and,
more of a vision
on,
than
so
I think we've
nice
seen.
It's nice to see that.
Yeah, I think Walter's got more of a vision than we've seen before, and I love the fact they're going with directors that they trust. They trusted James Wan right from the start, and what did we say all
and
along?
They let him do his thing.
Right, and they're going to do the same with Matt Reeves. And like I said what I said about James Gunn. It doesn't mean he's not great, and they're going to trust James Gunn to do whatever the hell he wants, and I'm sure Suicide Squad 2 will be much better received than the first one, which isn't that difficult.
Interesting. I was under the impression all this time, and somebody in the chat just pointed this out, that it was called The Joker.
Yeah.
I guess it's just called Joker.
Tomato, tomato.
Oh, you know why? Because we kept calling the Batman. I think it became easy to say
the
Joker. The
Joker, yeah.
You're right. It is just called Joker. Yes,
which
I do call that.
Just interesting. The whole time I've been calling it the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, before we move on to TV time, so Kevin Smith, man, he is fascinating.
I love him.
So he basically has a lot of insidery friends. And what he said this past week was basically that Zack Snyder had a whole trilogy plan, because he said he met with both people. He met with people who worked on both versions of Justice League. When Whedon took over, they started calling it Justice League as kind of a joke. And they're saying the second...
So funny.
Yeah, I know. They're saying the second film would have been Justice League going to Apocalypse to battle Darkseid, and that's when the Green Lantern Corps would have gotten involved. And that would not have ended well. And that would have led into the third one to where it's their last chance. They find a way to take out Darkseid. I mean, this is a trilogy I would have been completely on board with. But, you know, it is what it is.
You live, you learn. I don't even like to spend too much time on this in this world because...
Oh, I do. It's fun.
I know. Go ahead.
It is upsetting to me because... I don't know. I think Zack Snyder is unfairly dubbed the whipping boy of everything that kind of went wrong. Man of Steel was made and with no thought of, hey, we're going to make a connective universe. They said, we need a connective universe. You're our guy. Come together. So he came up with Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
And do it fast.
Which then he had now said it was going to be five films all together, not... Hey, you got to work it on Suicide Squad, and you got to do this. And it's just knowing what he wanted to do. If there was no MCU, let's just say that.
Sure.
Let's say there was no MCU. We did the Dark Knight trilogy, and then DC's like, okay, Zach, go with this. We would have gotten all five of these films.
Yep.
But because of the fan, and I say this, and it's interesting now because a lot of people are like, they're on Affleck's side about the whole Batman thing. And I'm like, well, where were all of you when you were throwing up sad Affleck memes after Batman vs. Superman came out and doing the whole Martha memes? And the internet becomes a very
vicious,
but also a place that people listen to. When there's enough swelling of it, you know,
the studio
went nuts. Look, David Ayer, ask him about what they did after Suicide Squad.
WB like, panicked. They panicked. They flat out panicked, and there's too many cooks in the kitchen.
I don't feel this way at all.
You don't? Okay. You don't think WB panicked?
It's not that I don't feel like they panicked. And, you know, again, going across the pond for a second, we could have easily pulled the plug on Phase 1 Marvel after those Phase 1 movies. It's not like we had some of the... We gave them time to breathe and grow. You know, right. We didn't just pull the plug.
But again, that was 10 years ago, and it wasn't as toxic. There was not this Last Jedi toxicity.
Totally. So I'm agreeing with you in the fact that I don't know what would have been.
Right.
But what I do know is that he made some of my least favorite movies.
Mm.
And I don't think he prioritized story. And that was a problem for me. Mm. And I don't know if he was ever the right man for the job. And I like Snyder, and I'm happy for him with his new Netflix deal that he's getting that zombie movie and a massive budget for it. And I like him for some projects, but to me, he never screamed, "Let me champion the DC."
Really? Because I thought his knowledge was so incredible. Like, for example, the third film in this trilogy would have brought the whole Batman nightmare from BVS to fruition. Like, that's the kind of stuff that's the.
I still need it to be a good standalone movie.
I agree. And I think with story, you look at, even if someone knows everything, you can bring in someone like Patty Jenkins, who wasn't necessarily known for her DC knowledge, but she made Monster and is this amazing director and storyteller. And that's why Wonder Woman is their best film, in my mind.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, that's a good point.
But again, I could be eating crow if we had a time machine, we went back, we didn't, Snyder didn't have, by the way, remember, we didn't just let Snyder go. There was incredible, horrible issues going on in his family. But say that that hadn't happened, say that he had stuck with the DC, say that he had created some of the best films, then I'd be sitting here being like, good thing we let it breathe, of course. But I just never thought, yes.
I think he made, it would have been a very unaccessible film for a very massive amounts of people. Yep. I think that's the thing. I think
for the fans.
I think Zack Snyder would have made a, like, people talk about they want a Kingdom Come movie. You cannot do a Kingdom Come movie because it will alienate 90% of your audience doesn't know these characters. Like,
Zack is so inside baseball that you're right. It's
so he brings up a lot of stuff when you hear him talk about the certain things, and I've read the Kevin Smith and all that. It's like, oh, there's some deep dive stuff in there that it would have alienated so many people. So maybe one day WB lets him do an animated, he writes it as an animated and they do it as an animated film. I don't know. It's in the past. You know, I enjoyed. Yeah.
Interesting question in here. Yes. And I just want to address this personally for a second. Second Smartest Man Alive says, was Sad Affleck a mean-spirited meme? Now, I know that the internet does things sometimes where they think something isn't mean-spirited and they think it's funny. But when you're on the receiving end of that, as anybody at this table knows, and something is coming at you 5 million times a day, it might not have intended to be mean-spirited, but yeah, definitely.
Let's look at that for a second, where he didn't want to do another superhero film. He was like, I'm done. I took all the crap for Daredevil. They brought him back. This comes out. Mm-hmm. He's going through a divorce, going through rehab. the movie's not doing well, of course it gets to you.
It's going
to
set him off. Yeah.
Of course it does.
And I'm not saying that the internet was intending to do what it did, but yeah, it is mean-spirited
at
the end of the day.
I'll say this a little bit, guys. You guys are fans of the Shmodan, and watch this. You guys see what it does to some of the competitors.
Oh, my God.
The fans lash at them.
People quit.
They quit
because
of that. Now, that's just this small scale.
Which is crazy. It's trivia.
10,000, 20,000 people watch. But this is a movie on an international scale.
Sure.
Just imagine what that does.
Yeah.
It's like you can't. So when it comes down to it, look, people are, you know, supporting or wanting, if they're upset Affleck's gone, it's like, you should have been there.
And here's the thing. Anyone who gets into entertainment and in the public eye, they are putting themselves out there for a certain amount of thing. But at the same time, you're still human at the end of the day. And every human processes things differently and handles things differently. And so that's what people need to be aware of. And, you know, Affleck's career is unquestionable. So good for him. I think he's perfectly fine moving on.
Yeah.
And it's exciting to see this new...
It was nice the way that he passed the torch.
Oh, yeah.
And wished the best for
And I think WB loves him. I think they're looking at him as like their next Clint Eastwood, where he's directing, and he will be directing for a very long time for them.
I think he's an excellent director.
He's a phenomenal director.
Yeah. No doubt about that.
I agree so.
Should we move on to TV time?
Yeah, baby. It's time.
There it is.
Yeah.
It's time for Roxy Stryer's TV time. All the girls think Johnny's fine.
You know, we can put his dance.
See the shoulders?
It looks good on him. It looks good on him.
Can I do that?
Yeah, you do it pretty well, Mike. There it is.
So we're not going to be able to cover all the episodes that aired this week, but make sure you check out AfterBuzz TV's after show for Supergirl, Arrow, Flash, Black Lightning, Gotham. They've got it all there for you, and they will break everything down. I've been listening to seriously all of those after shows. They've got you covered.
Cool.
But the big news this week for TV time is that, and I truly couldn't believe this.
Really?
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
CW renewed Arrow, The Flash, Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow, Black Lightning, all of them.
Yeah, oh.
They renewed all of them.
Which means Roxy's going to spend even more time in her bedroom.
And not that it's even part of it, but the fact that Supernatural is now 15 seasons in. And they're saying, like, as long as the guys want to do it and we have stories, we're going to keep doing it.
Yo,
I love that.
That show is on every time I'm at the gym at, like, any time in the morning on TNT. It's on syndication like crazy.
So, Roxy, go back to what you said. Like, you're surprised.
Okay. And they also renewed Riverdale. They renewed Dynasty. Jesus. They renewed Charm. They renewed Legacies. What I'm surprised about is that
some
of these shows aren't necessarily doing as well. And they're just sticking with it.
I love that.
And I love that, too. And I'm also surprised that with the possibility of, and by possibility, I mean it's happening, of course, Batwoman coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's so much. And with the DC streaming service, I kind of thought maybe we wouldn't be seeing, and I know we're setting up for our crossover for next year, but maybe we wouldn't be seeing an Arrow, or maybe Legend of Tomorrow would get cut, but it didn't.
But think about this. I think Legends, because Legends was not part of the crossover this year, I think Legends is going to play a huge one.
I hope so, but I don't think that show's doing particularly well for them. It's
I think it's a niche show.
I love
the people that watch it.
But it's expensive. It's a really expensive show for them.
But I mean, there was no it's on the bubble this year. We don't know. We're going to hold off. We're still waiting to see. Because right now, we're getting ready to go into pilot season. So all the pilots, so the most networks are not announcing shows that are dropping. They're going to wait to see what picks up for their pilot, how well it does, and then they'll drop like in May. They didn't do that.
I know.
They got them right before even pilot season started. So that's either a sign of that, the fact that a lot of the pilots are going in, they're not feeling very strong on. WB is not.
They
might not be like, we don't have that much that we're interested in, but let's keep these.
Yeah,
who knows? Because they already did Batwoman, so that would have been come out this time. So that's already one. I'm so excited for this because this is purely selfish. Because the longer these shows come on, the longer I've got a shot of getting on one of these.
That's right, Mike.
They're gonna start burning through those actors. So we're gonna keep plugging away. We're
David Rapport, you hear us?
Someone's gotta get an arrow in his head. Come on,
we got your hero right here.
We're gonna keep plugging away,
or villain,
either one.
And if you need someone to play,
but I'm just excited. And you guys know, I always kind of bring it. Like, I love the fact that every actor in that show now is employed for another year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's phenomenal. I think,
and not just actors.
No, crew, the entire crew.
Yeah, the
everything.
More stuff that shoots, the better it is for everyone. So
yeah.
I don't know if I could talk about it.
All on board. What happened? You made something?
Did I tell you I know someone involved?
With
I become. His name's Andy. He's the concept artist, designer for anytime an Arrow, or one of the CW shows, has the costumes. He's the guy that designs all these.
Damn.
And we've met up. He was a fan of the Schmodown, fan of the show. And we just randomly connected on Instagram one day. I can't talk too much about it right now.
All right.
Fair enough.
We'll talk more about it. If you're listening to Andy, guys.
What up, buddy?
Also, shout out to you. Quickly, just wanted to say Gotham is getting so good.
How many episodes are left?
I was going to ask you about that.
So, what was that? The fifth one? We've got 13, I think. So,
not even halfway.
It might have been.
I thought the final season at 10.
No, I think 13. You guys will correct me, though, if I'm wrong.
It was 10 or 13.
We still haven't. Yeah. So, there's a ton to break down.
Is he in the
suit yet?
The bat suit yet? Is he in it yet? Okay.
Although I missed last night's episode, but I don't think so.
Okay.
So it's just so good. It's so good. Oh, it's so good. You can't ask too many questions, though, because somebody asked me the other day, why are they stuck in Gotham? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know why they can't just leave.
Because the bridges are
they're all done.
But you
they're
can't
all
get...
crept out.
You can't, there's no other way?
There's no flights in and out. The airports are destroyed.
Force field.
That's the comic book, definitely. I think. No man's land.
So, you know...
You're stuck in an island. Gotham is an island. You can't get out. There's no way out.
Unless you're a great swimmer.
No, there's no... But think about it. Manhattan, if the bridges were destroyed and the tunnels were destroyed, you can't get off. There's no airport in the middle of Manhattan.
No, there sure is.
You're stuck.
Everybody, you could take a boat.
Well...
What if they destroy the boats?
I'm just saying there are ways.
No, you can't get off the island.
There's somebody trying with a tunnel. There's just other ways.
Hang glider.
You're stuck.
Helicopter.
I'm okay with that.
Fly yourself.
No man's land, you're stuck.
Okay, Buyo says that there are 12 episodes. Sorry.
Fair enough.
12.
Thanks, Kabuya.
All right.
There's 7 left.
Wrap it up.
Is that everything, Ross?
Yeah. I mean, there's tons of other stuff, but we're going to have to wait till next week.
Well, I guess Gertler's not going to run in any second. We were hoping he was going to get here. What? Okay. Well, then, Mike, put yourself
get
over.
Out of here.
I'm Mike Kalinowski.
I'm Butterfingers back here, but we're making our way out.
That's okay. Right. So, Mike Kalinowski, at Adam Gertler, follow him. Roxy Stryer.
At Roxy Stryer.
Boom. At Jay Quasto, I'm going to be in San Francisco Valentine's Day weekend doing some shows. Otherwise, still working on editing my special. I'll keep you all updated on that. So
good.
And, of course, thanks to Jeff in the booth. And hit that music.
Mark Parker just saw it. I'm sorry. We'll talk about it next week, buddy.
All right. Love you guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.